以下是 His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 的讲课，内容不加梵歌原意，第二章，世界二十一及二十二，时间1973年8月26日，地点英国伦敦。
Translation: O Partha, how can a person who knows that the soul is indestructible, unborn, eternal, and immutable, kill anyone or cause anyone to kill?
O Partha, 如果一个人知道灵魂是不可毁灭的、无声的、永恒的、不变的，他怎么可能杀死别人或导致别人去杀？
As a person puts on new garments, giving up old ones, similarly the soul accepts new material bodies, giving up the old and useless ones.
正如一个人脱去旧衣，换上新衣，同样的，灵魂放弃旧的无用的物质躯体，换上一个新的。
So this is another way of convincing. Very simple thing anyone can understand.
这是另一种方式来说服，非常简单的，每个人都能明白。
Vasangsitinnanijathabihai. As our garment, coats and shirts, when they're all rotten, no more usable, so we throw it away and get a new garment, shirt, coat.
正如我们的外套、上衣或衬衫，如果旧了、烂了、不能再用了，我们便把它扔掉。得到另外一件新的外套、上衣或者衬衫。
Similarly, the soul, the changing garment from childhood, from babyhood.
类似的，灵魂从童年、从幼年开始变换外套。
Just like a baby has got a shoe. But when he gets the child's body, the shoe does not fit. You have to take another.
送入一个婴孩有鞋子，但是当他成为儿童之后，那个鞋子便不能再穿了，你必须换上一双鞋子。
Similarly, when the same child grows or changes body, he requires another.
当这个孩子继续长大，继续改变身体，他需要另外的鞋子。
Similarly, the soul is changing, and his body exactly as we change our garments.
同样的，灵魂改变躯体，正如我们更换外套一样。
Vasangsi Jinnani. Jinnani means when it is old enough, not fit for use. Jatha vihaya, as we give it up, vihaya means give it up. Navani, new garment.
Jinnani 意思是它非常旧了，不能再用了。Jatha vihaya, 我们把它放弃。Vihaya 意思是放弃。Navani, 新的外套。
Naro Apurani, Ginnati. Now, the body has been compared, hearing, as the garment, just like coat and shirt. The tailor cuts the coat according to the body.
这里身体被比作外套，正如上衣或者衬衫，裁缝裁剪衣服是按照躯体。
Similarly, this material body, if it is shirt and coat, then this is cut according to the spiritual body.
同样的，这个物质躯体，既然它是衬衫、上衣，那么它是按照我们的灵性躯体裁剪的。
The spiritual body is not nirakar without form.
灵性躯体并不是 nirakara， 即没有形体。
If it is without form, then how the garment, the coat and shirt, has got hands and legs?
如果它没有躯体，没有形体，那么这个外套、上衣、衬衫怎么会有手和腿？
It is common sense. The coat has got hand, or the pant has got leg, because the person who is using the coat, he has got hands and legs.
这是常理，上衣有手臂或者裤子有腿，这是因为用衣服的人他有手臂和腿。
But this proves that the spiritual body is not impersonal. It is not a zero. It has got form.
这证明了这个灵性躯体并不是非人格的，它并不是一个灵，它是有形体的。
But the form is so minute. Anoraniyaga mahato mahiyang. One form is lesser than the atom.
但是这个形体是那么的微小，一个形体是比一个原子还要小。
Anoraniyaga mahato mahiyang. Two forms are there, spiritual. One is the Supreme Lord's form, Virata Rupa, Mahato Mahiyana. And our form, Anoraniyam, lesser than the atom.
有两个灵性的躯体，一个是自尊主的形体 ，Virata Rupa, Mahato Mahiyana， 还有一个是我们的形体 ，Anoraniyam， 比一个原子还要小。
That is stated in the Kathopanishad.
这是在《卡特乌帕尼沙德》中说的。
Anoraniyam mahato mahiyam atma sajantu nihito guhayam nihito guhayam guhayam means in the heart. Both of them are there.
Guhayam 意思是在心中，他们两者都在那儿。
Now find out modern science. Both the soul and the super soul, they are situated within the heart.
灵魂和超灵，他们都是处于心中的。
Ishvara sarvabhutana riddhese.
自身主处于众生物体的心中。
It is not said that anywhere in the body it is sitting. No.
这里并没有说他坐在身体中每个地方。不
Riddhese in the heart.
Riddhese 在心中。
And actually, by medical science, the heart is the center of all activities of the body. Office. And the brain is the manager. The director is there, Krishna.
事实上，按照医学，心是身体中一切活动的中心，是办公室；大脑是管理者，而指导者是 Krishna.
He says also in another place, Sarvastha Chaham Ridhisannivishtya. Everything is clear.Sarvasya chaham riddhisannivishta. I am sitting in everyone's heart.
他在另一处也说道 Sarvasya chaham riddhisannivishta. 一切都很清楚。他说我处于众人的心中。
Find out God, find out Krishna. In several places, all Vedic literature, guhayam, guhayam means in the heart.
要找出神，找出 Krishna， 在所有的伟大经典中，在好几处都提到 Guhayam， 意思是在心中。
Sarvasya chaham riddhisannivishta matta smriti jnanam apuhananch The Supreme Director, Krishna, is sitting there, and he is directing. Now, this living entity wants to fulfill his desire in this way. He is giving direction to the material nature. Now, prepare a vehicle, body, for this rascal in this way. He wants to enjoy, all right, let him enjoy.
自身的指导者 Krishna 坐在那里，而他在指导。现在这个生物体想要用这种方式完成实现他的欲望，他便给物质自然以指导。好吧，给这个恶棍以这种方式准备一个车辆、一个躯体，他想要享受，好吧，让他享受吧。
This is it. We are all rascals. We are manufacturing our different ways of life.
就是这样，我们都是恶棍，我们在制造自己的不同的生命的方式。
I think, so we are thinking. As soon as we are thinking, but we cannot fulfill our desires without sanction of God.
我在想，因此你是在想，只要你在想，但是我们不可能没有神的批准完成我们的欲望。
That is not possible.But because you are persisting, that I want to fulfill my desire in this way, Krishna is sanctioning all that. Just like a child persists to possess something.
那是不可能的。但是因为我们在坚持，我想用这种方式完成我的欲望， Krishna 便批准，好吧。正如一个孩子坚持想要某个东西。
The father gives all that. Take it.
父亲便会给他，好吧，拿去吧。
So all these bodies we are getting, although by the sanction of the Supreme Lord, but he is sanctioning with reluctance. Why this rascal is wanting life?
因此，虽然我们得到的这些躯体都是经过了自尊主的批准的，但是他批准是不情愿的。他想，为什么这个恶棍想要这个？
This is our Therefore, at last Krishna said, Sarvadharman Puritsaja, give up this rascal now. I want this body, I want that body, I want to enjoy life in this way. Give up all this nonsense.
这便是我们的情况。因此最后 Krishna 说 Sarvadharman Puritsaja, 放弃所有这些胡闹，我要这个躯体，我要那个躯体，我想要这样享受生活。放弃所有这些无聊的事吧。
So here in the Vedic literature, we find that both the Lord and the living entity, they are situated in the heart.
因此，这儿在伟大文献中，我们发现，主和生物体都是出于心中的。
The living entity.Jiva is desiring, and the master is sanctioning. And the prakriti or the material nature is giving the body.
生物体 Jiva 在欲望，主人在批准，而 prakriti 即物质自然在给予这个躯体。
Here is the body. Ready, sir. Come here.
先生，这里是躯体，已经准备好了，来吧。
Therefore, the original cause of our entanglement or liberation is our desire.
因此，我们缠入物质存在获得解脱，最根本的原因是我们的欲望。
As we are desiring, if we desire to become free from this.Implication of birth, death, old age and disease, it is ready.
如果你想要从这个生老病死的纠缠中解脱出来，那已经准备好了。
And if you want to continue this implication, change of body, bhasham, sitting, running, because you cannot enjoy spiritual life in this material body.
但是如果你想要继续这种纠缠，不断的更换身体，因为你是不可能在这个物质躯体中享受灵性生活的。
You can enjoy this material world with this material body. And if you want to enjoy spiritual life, then you have to enjoy in spiritual body.
你可以在这个物质躯体中享受这个物质世界，而如果你想要灵性的享受灵性的生活，那么你必须在灵性的躯体中享受。
But as we have no information of the spiritual life, spiritual enjoyment, we are simply desiring to enjoy this world.
但是因为我们没有关于灵性生活的讯息，关于灵性享受的讯息，我们只是想要享受这个世界。
Puna puna charvita charvana, chewing the chew.
Puna puna charvita charvana nam.不断咀嚼已经被咀嚼过的。
The same sex, the same man and woman, they are enjoying at home. The same again, go to the naked dance.
同样的性生活，同样的男人、女人在家里享受，同样的再次去看裸体舞。
The object is the same, sex.We are not there.
目标都是同样的性，在这里或者在那里。
But that thinking, if I go to the theater of naked dancing, it will be very enjoyable.
但是他们想，如果我去剧院或者去看裸体舞，一定很有乐趣。
So it is called puna puna charvita char, chewing the chew.
因此，这被称为咀嚼已经被咀嚼过的。
The same sex life at home, chewing, and go to the naked class, chewing.
同样的，在家里的性生活，咀嚼，去看裸体，去裸体的俱乐部，还是咀嚼。
Chewing the chew. There is no rasa. There is no human mellow. Therefore, they are disappointed.
咀嚼已经咀嚼过的，在那里没有 rasa, 没有品味，没有滋味。因此他们很失望。
Because the thing is the same. Just like you chew one sugar cane and take out the juice and again if you chew, then what do you get?
因为事情都是同样的，正如如果你嚼甘蔗已经榨出了所有的汁水，而你继续嚼，那你能得到什么呢？
But they are so,dull-headed, so rascal, they do not know.
但是他们这么愚笨，这么恶棍，他们不知道。
They're trying to get, pleasure, which is already enjoyed, which is already tasted.
他们想要得到早已经享受过的、早已经品尝过的乐趣。
Puna puna char vita char vana, Adanta Gobi Visadanta Mishram Puna Puna Char Vita Char Banana. A human being, you will have find that when the dogs, they have sex life, they have no shame. So many lusty people stand there and see.
You will find.有些狗他们过性生活的时候他们是没有羞耻的，而有很多人色欲的人他就会站在边上看。
Seeing me is their willing. If I could enjoy in the street like this, and sometimes they do. This is going on. Puna puna charvita charvana.
看意味着你想要，如果我可以在街上这么享受就好了，而有时候他们确实这样做。
So this materialistic life means sex life, very, very abominable, tuccha.
这个物质生活便意味着性生活，非常非常可恶的 tuccha.
anyone has understood this, then he is liberated.
如果一个人明白了这点，他便解脱了。
But if one is still attracted, then it is to be understood that there is still delay in liberation.
但是如果一个人还受吸引，那便意味着他的解脱还要延迟。
And one who has understood and has left it, even in this body, he is liberated. He is called jivana mukta sauchyate.
而如果一个人明白了这点而放弃它，那么即便在这个躯体中，他也是解脱的，他被称为 jivana mukta sauchyate。
Ihajasya Haridasi Karmanamanasa Bacha Nikhileshu Api Avasthasu Jivana Mukta Sahuchat. So, how we can become free from this desire? Ihajasya Haridasi. If you simply desire to serve Krishna,Then you can get up.
那我们怎么才能免于这种欲望呢？以哈亚斯哈利达斯，如果你只是想要服务 Krishna， 那你便能摆脱出来。
Other way, that is not possible.
要不然是不可能的。
If you desire anything else except the service of the law, then mind give you.Inducement. Why not enjoy?
如果你除了对神的服务之外，还欲望别的东西，那么玛雅便会引诱你。为什么不来享受这个
？Therefore, Jamunacharya says, "Jadavadhi mama citta Krishna padaravinda." Nama nama dhamarantu masi tadavati batanari sangami smarjamani.Bhavati Mukhubikara Sustu Nishti Bananja.
以上是 Yamuna Acharya 的著名的世界。
Jadavadhi, since the time Mama Chitta, I have engaged my life and soul, my consciousness, in the service of the lotus feet of Krishna.
Yadavati, 自从那个时候 Mama Chitta, 我将我的生命、灵魂、知觉从事于对 Krishna 的莲花座的服务。
This verse is given by Jamunacharya. He was a great king. And kings are generally licentious. But he became later on a saintly devotee.
这个世界是亚姆纳恰尔的，他是个伟大的国王，国王们通常都是非常色欲的，但是他后来成了一个神圣的奉献者。
So, his personal experience is that since I have engaged my mind in the service of the lotus feet of Krishna, Jadavadhi mama citta Krishna padaravinda.Nava Nava. And service, spiritual service means every moment new.
上面是他的个人的经验。他说，自从我将我的心意从事于对 Krishna 的莲花座的服务 ,Nava Nava, 而灵性的服务意味着每一刻都是新的。
It is not hackneyThose who are spiritually realized,They will find to serve Krishna means new enlightenment. New enlightenment.
他不是臣服的。那些在灵性上觉悟的人，他们会发现，服务于 Krishna 意味着不断有新的觉悟、新的开悟。
Here in this material world, you enjoy, it becomes hackneyed.
这儿在这个物质世界中，如果你享受，它便会变得臣服。
Puna puna charita, therefore you are disappointed.
因此你便会失望。
But if you engage yourself in the service of Krishna, you will find new and new encouragement.
但是如果你从事对 Krishna 的服务，你会发现不断有新的鼓励。
That is spiritual. If you find it agony, then you must know that you are not yet serving spiritually. You are serving materially.
那是灵性的。如果你发现它还是臣服的，这便意味着你还没有灵性的服务，你还是在物质的服务。
Formality, stereotype.
还只是走形式。
But if you feel new and new energy, then you know that you are serving spiritual.
但是如果你感到不断有新的能量，那便意味着你是在灵性的服务。
This is the test. Your enthusiasm will increase, not decrease.
这便是检验的方法，你的热情应该是增加而不是减少。
So the taste is within our hand. If during Mangalarati we feel laziness, that means I'm not yet spiritually advanced.
因此，我们都可以检验一下，如果在Mangalarati中我们感到非常懒惰，那便意味着我还没有灵性上很进步。
And if you want faith and truth, now it is time for Mangalarati. Let me stand up. Let me do this. Then it is spiritual.
而如果一个人感到非常有激情，啊，孟格拉阿蒂的时间到了，让我站起来吧，让我做这个，那是灵性的。
Anyone can test. Bhakti parishanu bhava virakti annatrasya. Bhakti means spiritual. As soon as you are touched with the Supreme Spirit, virakti annatrasya. No more enjoyment in this material world.
每个人都可以检验 Bhakti 意思是灵性的，一旦你接触了自尊的灵性，你就便不再有在物质世界的享受。
So Krishna is there. Krishna is also sitting within the heart, and I am also sitting within the heart, just like two friends on the same bar.
因此 Krishna 是在那里， Krishna 是坐在心中，而我也是坐在心中，正如两个朋友坐在一张椅子上。
This is also described in the Upanishad. Samane Brikse Purusha Nimapno. They are sitting equally on the same level.
这是在 Upanishad 中描述的，他们是平等的坐的，在一个层面上。
Nima, the one body is eating the fruit of the tree, or the jiva soul, the living entity, he is making his fruitive action.
一只鸟在吃树上的果实，或者说这个吉瓦灵魂，这个生物体，它在制造果报活动。
Khetragan.These are all described. Khetragancha-bhi-māga-vidhi, sarva-khetri-subhār. The owner and the occupier. I am the occupier of this body. And the owner is Krishna.
这些都描述过了。主人和占有者。我是这个躯体的占有者，而拥有者是 Krishna.
Therefore, Krishna's another name is Rishikesh. Rishikesh.
因此 Krishna 的另外一个名字是 Rishikesh.
So, he is actually owner of my hand and leg and eyes, everything, all my senses.
他事实上是我的手，是我的腿，是我的眼睛，我的一切的感官的主人。
I am simply occupier. I am not owner.
我只是占用者，我并不是拥有者。
But that we have forgot. Just like if you are in a rented apartment, you are occupier. You are given the license to occupy the room. You are not owner. But if you think that you are owner, that is, tena eva sa uchyate immediately becomes wrongly directed.
而这一点我们都忘了。正如如果你在一个租的房间里面，你是占用者，你有权利占用这个房间，但你不是拥有者。如果你以为你自己是拥有者，那么立刻的便是被误导了。
So take it this body or the country or the nation or the world or the universe, nothing belongs to you. The owner is Krishna.
因此这个躯体或者这个国家这个世界这个宇宙没有一样是属于你的拥有者是 Krishna.
The owner is Saraloka Maheswaram. Krishna says, I am the owner.
拥有者是 Saraloka Maheswaram. Krishna 说我是拥有者。
So mistake is that we do not know the owner, and although we are occupied improperly using our occupation.
我们的错误是我们不知道拥有者，而我们尽管是在占用，我们在不正当的使用我们的占用权。
That is material condition, improper.
那边是物质的状况，不正当的。
Otherwise, the direction is there. The director is sitting there, he's always helping you, but the disease is that we are claiming to be owner and want to act according to my ways, and that is material condition.
要不然的话，只是在那儿，而指示者也在那儿，坐在那里，他总是在帮助你，但我们的疾病是，我们宣称自己为拥有者。 而想要按照自己的念头来行动，这便是物质状况。
My business is to work for the owner, not for me.
我的任务是为拥有者服务，而不是为我自己。
Therefore, that is my position, constitute. Krishna has created me, not creation, but along with Krishna, we are all there.
那便是我的地位，原本地位。 Krishna 创造了我，不是创造，我们和 Krishna 都在那儿。
But we are eternal servants along with this body. The finger is also born. The finger is not definitely born.
但是我们是永恒的仆人，正如和这个身体一起，手指也出生了，手指并不是分开的出生的。
When I was born, my fingers were born.
当我出生的时候，我的手指也出生了。
Similarly, when Krishna was there, Krishna was never born, then we are also never born.
同样的，既然 Krishna 在那里， Krishna 是永远不出生的，所以我们也是永远没有出生的。
Rahannate hannamane sarire. Very simple philosophy. Because we are part and parcel of Krishna. If Krishna is born, then I am born. If Krishna is not born, then I am not born.
非常简单的哲学，因为我们是 Krishna 的所属部分。如果 Krishna 是有出生的，那我也是有出生的；如果 Krishna 是没有出生的，那么我也是没有出生的。Krishna
is Arjo, so we are also Arjo.
Krishna 是阿加，所以我们也都是阿加。
Ajamabhyam. Krishna is imperishable, immutable, we are also immutable. Because you are part and parcel of God.
Krishna is 不可毁灭的，不变的，所以我们也是不变的，因为我们是神的所属部分。
So, why the part and parcels are there? Why my hand is there? Because I require it.
为什么会有这些所属部分呢？ 为什么会有我的手呢？ 因为我需要它。
I require the assistance of my hand. I require the assistance of my finger. It is necessary.
我需要我的手的帮助， 我需要我手指的帮助， 这是必须的。
The rascals say, why God created us? Rascal, it is necessary.
有恶棍问， 为什么神创造我们？ 这是必要的。
Because He is God, He wants your service.
因为他是神，他想要你的服务。
Just like big man, he keeps so many servants. If some rascal inquire, why you are keeping so many servants? And because I am big man, I want.
正如一个大人物，他会有许多仆人。如果有恶棍问他，为什么你有这么多的仆人？回答会是，因为我是个大人物，我要这些。
Simple brother. Similarly, if God is the supreme authority, then He must have so many assistants. Otherwise, how will manage?
非常简单的哲学。同样的，既然神是自尊的权威，那么他一定得有这么多的助手，要不然他怎么管理？
So whole universe is being managed by God's assistant according to the Brahma, with the most powerful assistant.
根据 Brahma 最有力量的助手，整个宇宙都是由神的助手来管理的。
Tene Brahma Rida Adikavai Mayanti Jasuraya. In the Brahma's heart also, Tene Brahma Rida. Rida, again Rida.
在 Brahma 的心中 Tene Brahma Rida 在这里再次提到是在心中。
Because Brahma was alone, so what to do? Brahma was perplexed.
Brahma 独自一人该怎么办呢？ Brahma 很困惑。
But Krishna gave instruction, you create this universe like this.
但是 Krishna 给指示，你这样做，你这样来创造宇宙。
Buddhi yogam dadamitam, I give intelligence.
Buddhi yogam dadamitam, 我给智慧。
So everything is there. Everything is there. Krishna is always with you.If you want to go back to home, back to Godhead, then Krishna is ready to give you all instruction. Yes, jinamam upajantiti. He gives instruction. Yes, you do like this. Then you will finish your this material business, and after giving up this body, you will come to me.
所以一切都在那儿。Krishna 总是和你在一起。如果你想要回归家园，回归神，奎神的便会给你所有的指示。好吧，耶那曼乌帕央提提，他给予指示。你这样做，那么你的物质的事情便结束了，而放弃这个身体之后，你便会到我这里。
But if you want to continue this material existence, then Vasangsi Dinnani Yathabihaya.You have to accept one body, and when it is no more usable, then you have to give up this body and accept another body.
但是如果你想要继续物质的存在，那么 vasamsi janani yathavihaya， 你必须得接受一个躯体，而当这个躯体不能再用了，你必须放弃这个躯体，接受另一个躯体。
This is continuation of materialism.
这边是继续的物质存在。
But if you want to end it, if you are actually disgusted with this kind of business, bhutta bhutta puliyate, take birth once, again die, again take, again. But we are so shameless and so lavish that we are not very much disgusted with this business.
但是如果你真的想要接触它，如果你确实对这类事情非常厌恶了，对于 bhutta bhutta puliyate,不断的出生，再次死亡，再次出生。但是我们是这么的无耻，这么的废物，我们对这类事情却不是很非常厌恶。
We want to continue, and therefore Krishna is also ready, alright, you can't. That is stated in the Bhagavad. Jantraru Rani Maya.
你想要继续，那么 Krishna 便会说：“好吧，你继续下去。”
Ishara sarvabhutana riddhese arjuna tishthati brahmayan sarvabhutani jantra rurani maya
以上是不加凡歌 18.61.
Very clear. Krishna knows your desire, that if you want still to enjoy this material world, all right, enjoy. So, for enjoying different kinds of enjoyment, we require different kinds of instruments.
非常清楚，克什那知道你的欲望。如果你想要继续享受这个物质世界，好吧，享受吧。而为了享受不同的享受，我们得有不同的工具。
So, then Krishna prepares you. So kind, all right, just like the father gives a toy. The child wants a motor car. So all right, take a toy motor car.
而克什那就这么仁慈地为你准备好，正如父亲会给孩子玩具，如果孩子想要一个汽车，好吧，拿去这个玩具汽车。
He wants an engine, he wants to become a railway man, now these kinds of toys are there.
如果他想要一个机器，或者他想要一个，想要当铁路工人，那么这类的玩具也有。
Similarly, Krishna is supplying this toy body.Jantra means machine.
同样的 ，Krishna 也提供这些玩具躯体 ，Yantra 意思是机器。
This is a machine. Everyone understands this is a machine, but who has supplied the machine?
这个躯体是机器，每个人都明白这是机器，但是谁提供了这个机器呢
？The machine is supplied by nature, material ingredients.But it is prepared under the order of Krishna.
这个机器是由自然提供的，由物质元素提供的，但它是在 Krishna 的命令下准备好的。
Maya dhakshena prakriti suyati sacharacharam. Prakriti, nature is preparing all these things under my direction.
Krishna 说 ，prakriti 自然。是在我的指示下准备说这些东西。
You know, where is it difficult to understand Krishna consciousness?
有什么困难理解 Krishna 知觉呢
？Everything is there in the Bhagavad Gita.
一切都在不掉梵歌中。
If you diligently study and try to understand, you remain fully Krishna conscious always.
如果你仔细地研究它，试着去理解，你便能总是保持 Krishna 知觉。
Everything is there. What is my position? How I am working, how I am dying, how I am getting body, how I am wandering. Everything in detail is there.
一切都在那儿。我的处境是什么？我怎么样的工作？我怎么样死亡？我怎么样得到具体？我怎么样在游荡？一切都在那里，非常详细。
Simply one has to become a little intelligent.
只需要一个人稍微有一些智慧。
But,We remain unintelligent rascal because we are associating with rascals.
但是我们却仍旧是非常的不智慧，像恶棍一样，因为我们是在和恶棍联谊。
These rascal pillars of our religion is avatar, bhagavan, samis, yogis, and gurmis.
那些恶棍的哲学家、宗教家，所谓的 avatar, bhagavan, swami, yogi。还有卡米，因此我们也成了恶棍。
沙特上个查理可以努阿沙特米了，那他们在查古在说 regrets that I gave up the association of the devotees, I simply associated these all rascals.
因此那罗他们在查古后悔道，沙特上个查理可以努阿沙特米了。我放弃了和奉献者的联谊，我只是和这些恶棍联谊。
Asat-sang. De karane lagilo mor karma bandha phang. Therefore I have become entangled in this repetition of birth and death.
因此我便被卷入了生死的循环之中。
De karane. So give up this.
因此放弃这个。
Prakamandita also says, Tajo Dujjana Sangsar Gam, give up the association of these rascals.
Chanakya Pandita 也说，放弃和这些恶棍的联谊。
Vajasadhu Samadha, always associated with devotees.
此时和奉献者联谊。
This is the life. We are establishing different centers not for sense enjoyment, but for good association of devotees.
我们在建立不同的中心，不是为了感官享受，而是为了奉献者的好的联谊。
If we miss this, those who are working, those who are managers of this institution, they must always know that we cannot make this institution or this center as a brothel.
我们不能忘了这一点。这个机构的那些管理者应该知道，我们不能使这个机构、这个中心就像妓院一样。
There must be such management and such arrangement that we must have always good association for advancement.
必须要有好的安排，使我们能够获得好的联谊，这样才能进步。
That is.
这是所需要的。
Thank you very much.
结束。